And BetX knocking on the door.
BetX back to the running game. It was working on this drive. They go right back to the read option. The Bearcats swarm the running back, and Tommy Morneau pulls the ball away just in time, runs right through the middle and kicks it to the right sideline, gets just short of the goal line, 3 yards short. A big run by Morneau brings up first and goal for the Hatchet offense.
Jeffrey Wright on the stop at the 3 yard line. First and goal for the Hatchets from the three. Morneau on the keeper dives in and he trips up in the backfield.
Looks
and he's
like
going to say he's down at the 1 yard line. A 2 yard gain for Morneau. Now second and goal to go from the one.
That's a good call. Designed run by Morneau to Morneau to run to his left and find the first gap he can see and dive for that end zone. He does, but comes up just a little short, probably the length of the football short. Second goal from about the foot yard line for the Hatchets.
Three wide to the left, one to the right. That is number 20, Jack Thompson. Morneau on the keeper, and he is brought down in the backfield. Ubley brought everything except a catch and sink and brought down by Lucas Rothy in the backfield for a yard loss, maybe even 2 yards. Third and goal to go from the three.
See, when the Bearcats had it at the less than 1 yard line, they go under center and go quarterback sneak. They'd said Bad Axe now runs from the shotgun 4 yards deep. And as a quarterback run, gives the Bearcats that much extra time to get in the backfield. 2 yard loss on that play.
Two wide each way. Morneau hands it off, actually going to keep it for himself. Dives in, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Hatchets. Tommy Morneau in with 6 points from the 3 yard line. It makes it Ubley 34, Bad Axe 20. 2 point conversion pending with 9:18 left in the fourth quarter.
I like it. The read option has been a successful play for the Hatchets in this game. They go back to it on third and three to goal. He fakes the handoff to the running back. The Bearcats bite on the running back. Morneau keeps it for himself around the right side and dives into the end zone for a Hatchet touchdown.
A 14-point ball game, trying to cut this down to 12 with a successful 2-point conversion. McLeod in motion. And it's going to be a handoff, actually Morneau right on the keeper, and he's stopped in the backfield by Lucas Rothy for a loss of two. 2-point conversion is no good. It's 34-20, Ubley by 14 with 9:18 left in regulation from Bad Axe, Michigan. On your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Bad Axe goes with the onside kick. It goes about 6 yards, stops dead at the, after 7 yards at the 47, and no one picked it up, and Bad Axe dove on it and recovered it.
Well, he kicks it short, but it had a little bit of side spin on it, and it rolls, it bounces into the leg of number 44, Tyler Ozentoski of the Bearcats, which makes it a live ball, and number 81, Martin Messing, hops on it quickly. Now the Hatchets take over the football just shy of midfield.
Two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol, and it's going to be a keeper from the backfield. Could have been tackled for a loss. Still manages to get across midfield, out for a 4 yard gain. Brought down by Darren Soule. Brings up a second down, 6 to go from the Ubley 49 yard line. Left to right across your radio, 9 minutes remaining regulation.
Shotgun formation, 2 receivers each way. Tommy Morneau runs the read option with Messing this time. Keeps it for himself, gets a nice gain on first down, probably about 3, 2nd and 7 coming up, 8.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Trips to the left, 1 to the right. Morneau in the pistol with Messing to his right. He runs to the right, man. Morneau's out for the first down, gets tripped up at the 44-yard line, falls forward to about the 43. Actually marks him down at the 42. That's more than enough for a first down. Move the chains for the Hatchets. First and 10 from the ugly 42.
Nothing fancy here for the Hatchets. Spread offense, read option for the quarterback to the running back. Morneau's been very obvious. He's keeping it himself and gets a nice gain. Gets a first down. Now the ball placed down at the 42 of Ubley.
And there's the snap. Morneau keeps it for himself. Dives out to the left side. He has room to run. He's down to the 35, out to the 30, and forced out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Actually going to mark him down at the 27. Jeffrey Wright forces him out of bounds, but not until after a first down and then sub.
The only thing different on this play, Clark, is Tommy Morneau runs the read option with a running back to his left instead of his right, which means when Morneau keeps it for himself, he goes down the left side of the field and gets all the way to the sideline and past the first down marker. And if Jeffrey Wright doesn't make that tackle, Morneau takes the sideline all the way down to the end zone.
A 12-yard gain for Tommy Morneau. Handoff up the middle to John Messing. He gets out past the 25-yard line, down to the 21-yard line. Stopped by number 30 of Ubley. That's Anthony Sweeney on the end.
Yes.
A 5-yard gain.
Just going to say, at some point, you have to hand it off to that running back, whether you want to or not, just to keep them off of Morneau for a little bit. And a nice job there. They get 5 on first down.
And it is a Tommy Morneau carry around the right end. He's down to the 15-yard line. Good enough for a 6-yard gain, brought down by Derek Brown. Move the chains for the Hatchets.
Designed run, snap it right to Morneau, and the run is to the right. Messing becomes the lead blocker. He picks up a block, and then Morneau springs around him for 6 yards, gets a first down.
First and 10 for the Hatchets at the 14-yard line of Ubley. Morneau on the keeper, around the right end. He's breaking free at the 5. And brought down on the diving tackle by Derek Brown. It is a gain of 9, second down, 1 yard to go for the Hatchets at the Ubley 5-yard line. They trail 34-20 with 7:20 left in regulation.
Oh, a touchdown here would definitely make this game a ball game. For needless to say, Tommy Morneau and company has found a weakness in this Bearcat defense, and they're exposing it right now.
Hand off to John Messing, gets him down to the 1-yard line, puts that helmet down, finally stopped by Daniel Rakowski for a 3-yard gain. First and goal to go from the 2-yard line. Baddeck's coming out in the no-huddle offense, moving very quickly. Two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol, keeps it for himself, and meets the front line and knees in for the score. Touchdown, Hatchets. Tommy Morneau in for yet another score and brings us to a one-possession game with 6:57 left in the fourth quarter. It's Ubley 34, Baddeck 26, two-point conversion coming up.
Look out, folks. Here come the Hatchets. Two-point conversion on the way. It's an eight-point game as we speak. 6 minutes, 57 seconds left. The Hatchets scored back-to-back touchdowns to make this a one-score game, regardless of what happens here on the two-point conversion.
That drive covered 53 yards in 2 minutes and 21 seconds and capped off with a score from Tommy Morneau. Two-point conversion coming up, two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol with Messing to his right. Morneau keeps for himself, and he's in, standing up, untouched. We have a six-point ball game from Baddeck, Michigan, with 6:57 left in regulation. It's Ubley 34, Baddeck 28 on the WLAW Sports Network.
There goes another crowd on board the Thumb Cellular Fast Track. You can get on board the Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid train too. It's everything you need for just $39. The best prepaid cellular talk and text package in the Thumb area, which includes the phone for just $39. So don't be caught standing by the tracks waiting for your train to arrive. If you're with another carrier, retrain your thinking and switch tracks to Thumb Cellular's Fast Track and get on board for a new cell phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or texts, and no credit check and no contract. Everything for $39. Stop in at Thumb Cellular in Baddeck, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Stop by an authorized agent or visit thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.